about what you expected in a game against the St. Louis Blues?
Yeah, it was a battle right to the end. So I thought we put a really strong game. Obviously, you get to the shootout and anything can happen. And, you know, we ended up on the wrong side of it. But I thought a pretty solid effort from start to finish.
Does anything good come from how you played, Andrew, tonight? Against
For sure. Team? Yeah, I think that's more the game that we need to play. And it seems like those types of teams bring the best out of us in terms of playing, you know, structurally sound and strong defensive hockey. And then in turn leads to better things in their end too.
Do you think you and your teammates needed convincing of that after recent games?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think we know what we're capable of in this room. And, you know, sometimes you're just not feeling right or you just feel a little off. And it's about trying to get back to where you need to be. So we've practiced hard and trying to get back to that type of hockey. And, yeah, I thought it showed tonight.
Did practice help the penalty kill?
I think the biggest thing on our penalty kill is we're quicker, you know, we're less thinking, more just going and getting shooting lanes. And but obviously a huge kill at the end there in the overtime. And it's too bad that we couldn't win in the shootout for those guys.
It seems more and more Scheifele's learning the right spots, the right places, the timing on where to go, much like the goal tonight. Do you see that in him as he continues to develop?
Yeah, I mean, he's been great the whole year. You know, positionally for a guy that young, he's always in the right space. He's patient, and, you know, always seems to find those spots. So it seems like this last couple games, he's getting a little more comfortable offensively and starting to shoot the puck more. I think the big thing with him is he's got a great shot. He's got to use it. Sometimes he's looking to pass it off, but, you know, the best play sometimes is just him shooting the puck.
What's your first go for it?
What's that? Yeah, I think I've said it before. When we're playing that quick game, we're moving, we're on the body, regardless. So I think it was just indicative of how we were ready to play and we were on the puck and moving our feet.
You said you went through it when you went from Carolina to Chicago. What did you think of Talusti after a day like today?
Yeah, I thought he was solid. And it's tough coming into a system you're not familiar with, and you know, and playing without thinking too much. So he'll get more comfortable, but, you know, big, strong guy that's good at both ends. So we're excited to see what he can bring for us.
It's not what you want, but when Michael Hutchinson plays, you guys are getting points, one or two, as long as you keep getting them.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously you'd rather come out with the 2 points, but, yeah, I thought we battled hard and down 1-0 going into the third against one of the best defensive teams in the league. You're able to come back and get a point out of it. I guess that's the positive side of it. And we're just, you know, down the stretch here. It's any points we can pick up, it's a positive thing.
Down the stretch, Andrew, you anticipate, I mean, games like that, they're all going to be like this now because they're so meaningful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially teams in our division, you know, they play that strong physical defensive style, and you have to be ready for it from the puck drop to be on the puck and win battles.
Compare physically to
last one here, guys.